Welcome back in. Bullseye on the afternoon. Rocco Nushi here in for Bull until 6 o'clock tonight, right here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Got a very special guest for this segment on the hotline waiting patiently. A good friend of mine and also the creative services coordinator for the Akron Rubber Ducks AA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. His name's Gabe Wasilko. Gabe, how are we doing today, good sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Rocco. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Always excited to talk some minor league baseball. It seems like a lot of the discussion with minor league baseball and major league baseball and talks about, you know, a number of teams maybe not being able to make it through. I always love trying to, you know, give a little love and some spotlight on the realm of minor league baseball. But before we get into any of that, you have a very special journey that you have taken on in life. It's called Gabe's Coffee Journey, and well, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
Yes, so Gabe's Coffee Journey was a project that I started back in college, I believe my sophomore year of college, and I started drinking coffee a lot in college, like many people do, to stay awake and to try to caffeinate while you're studying. And I said, hey, man, if I could start a blog exploring the different coffee places and being able to try different things and meet new people through this coffee journey, I'm going to try to do that. So I started a blog on Instagram, and going through that, I kind of met a lot of different people and tried a bunch of different new coffee, and I believe this is my fourth year doing it, so we're keeping it going strong.
Very nice, very nice. I will say the Instagram page is very aesthetically pleasing, if nothing else, even if you are not a coffee fan. But if you are a coffee lover, such as myself, I've gotten many a good idea for some new places to try out from the Instagram page. So just wanted to give you a second to expand on Gabe's Coffee Journey, one of my favorite pages out there on the social media waves. So going to what you do now for a living, you are the creative services coordinator for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Tell us a little bit what goes into that. What do people see at the ballpark that is a Gabe Wasilko creation?
Hey, and I would say nothing's a Gabe Wasilko creation. It's a tribute to the amazing team. We have a team of about 30 production members. We call them production, emphasis on the D-U-C-K in that name, but throughout the game, we have up to 30 people kind of who rotate in on different camera positions. So they do everything from videotaping the game to making sure everything gets put up on the video board at the right time, making sure we're engaging fans in a new and fun and creative way. But that's just kind of one area where I oversee some of the work that the great team does. I also work on our digital team, managing our different social media platforms, whether it was Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We really try to bring a fun and inviting and unique voice to our social media platforms while tying in Rubber Ducks baseball and affordable family fun.
Now, I know a big aspect of that social media work, especially for you, it's a lot of, you know, video work, a lot of photography involved with that as well. Have you found it difficult to get out and, you know, find new spots to film or to shoot a couple of photos with so many things being closed because of the pandemic?
Yeah, and I wouldn't call it necessarily tough or difficult. I'd say it's just different. You know, we're trying to take precautions around our organization and at the ballpark at are really putting the health of our staff members and our fans in a great spot. So definitely it's forced us to be a little bit more creative, think a little bit more outside the box. But we're really just trying to highlight not only Rubber Ducks baseball, but the great community of Akron and the people and the stories that are there. And I think the great thing about it, this time is obviously it's a tough time for a lot of people, but it's really we're able to highlight some of the amazing things our Akron partners and community members are doing to help others and to help us navigate through this crazy time. So I think it's definitely been different trying to come up and stay creative with different ideas and content and videos. But I think it's really fun, too, because our mantra is we love to be really channeling that affordable family fun aspect of our organization where, yeah, we're playing a baseball game, but it's more than that. It's about engaging fans. About bringing fans, young and old, to the ballpark for a for a night of fun, not just baseball. So I think it's helped us too that we're really not only focusing on the baseball aspect of that, but we're also focusing on the fun aspect, because at the end of the day, we're in the entertainment business, and it's been a lot of fun trying to come up with different ways to really exercise those muscles.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's the beauty of minor league baseball right there. Gabe Wasilko is our guest, creative services coordinator for the Akron Rubber Ducks AA minor league baseball affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. Have you found the greater Akron community to still be pretty engaging on social media despite, you know, the season being kind of on hold right now? Have you found, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, that fans are still excited for the eventual return of rubber duck baseball?
Oh, for sure. And we're so lucky and fortunate to be in such an amazing community like Akron, where they take a lot of pride in their baseball team and their sports in general. And I think it's been a lot of fun to see that those comments on our social media and that engagement, that we're able to connect with fans in a different way. And I know we're super excited to have baseball back, but we're also, we know that our fans are super excited. And I think it's going to be a huge celebration, because for a lot of fans, baseball is an escape. We're able to go to the ballpark, and for 2 hours or 2.5 hours, we're able to kind of get away from the world. So I think fans are definitely missing that, and they're excited to get back to the ballpark whenever that is, to celebrate baseball and to celebrate an amazing community.
I like what you said there about baseball and just, you know, why it means so much to a lot of different people. Looking specifically at minor league baseball, and I know you're somebody who's been, you know, involved with the Rubber Ducks for a number of years now. Your life essentially revolves around minor league baseball, more or less. You know, with so many discussions between minor league and major league baseball right now, again, I talked to you a little bit about it before we started taping here about, you know, some of those discussions about minor league teams being cut or having to shut down. What does minor league baseball mean to you, Gabe? Why do you think minor league baseball is such a special sport, and why communities, you know, tend to receive it so warmly?
Yeah, and I think it comes down to minor league baseball is an industry of smiles. It's being able to have fans who are Rubber Ducks fans or baseball fans, or maybe someone who has never been to a ballpark or have watched a baseball game live, come to Canal Park in Akron and really have a fantastic time. And it's so cool because, like you said, minor league baseball is all about entertaining. It's all about having fun, being quirky, being fun, obviously watching some baseball on a beautiful summer day. But I think it's more than that. It's about making lasting memories and making smiles. And we kind of carry that through whatever we do at the ballpark, but we also carry that through our social media platforms and our engagement with our ticket holders and our season ticket holders and anybody who calls our office. Is we really want to create a lasting memory and be able to make people smile, especially in this time of uncertainty. So I think that's kind of our main driving, and that's the thing that keeps me going, is how can I make anybody who enters in Canal Park, how can I make anybody who hops on our Instagram or YouTube or Facebook smile today? Because like we said, this is a time that's tough for a lot of people. And if we can be a very, very small part of making someone's day, I think that should be our goal at the end of the day.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Gabe. I've never left Canal Park with a frown on my face. Always got an ear-to-ear smile when I leave that place down there in downtown Akron. So I'd say you guys are doing a pretty good job of that over there in Canal Park. Again, our guest, Gabe Wasilko, Creative Services Coordinator for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Gabe, one more for you before we get you out of here. Looking at the four mascots, and I know this is a place very near and dear to your heart with these mascots: Webster, Roberta, Orbit, and Homer. I got two questions here for you. Who's your favorite of the four? And I know we've got three heartbreaks on the line right now, but who's your favorite of the four, and who would you take in a screamer eating contest?
Well, let me tell you that, Rocco, you know, that question definitely makes me smile and laugh a little bit. And it's so funny because inside our office, we try not to play favorites with our mascots, but there are definitely some that are bigger fans of others than you would think. But gosh, if I had to say my favorite mascot, I would have to say Roberta.
Wow.
I think
Queen.
She doesn't oftentimes get the love that she deserves. obviously orbits a great ode to our past and kind of the history of baseball in Akron through the Arrows, and Homer's a fun, loving character that people love to see in. And Webster's oftentimes the face of our mascot group, and he's the main Rubber Ducks mascot. But Roberta sometimes goes unforgotten, so I have to say Roberta's my favorite. But going to your second point with the Screamer eating contest, Screamer, for those who don't know what it is, it's a huge baseball helmet filled with ice cream, a brownie, a banana chopped with cream and a cherry on top, and it's absolutely massive. But gosh, I don't know who would win a Screamer eating contest. I wish I could put my name in the mix, because I'd like to try to take down our mascot on that front. But gosh, I'd put my money on maybe Homer.
That's where I was leaning.
Webster.
I was leaning towards Homer on that one.
But I think it's a toss up, because you know, we're definitely, I think anybody's excited to come back to the ballpark and eat ice cream and watch baseball. So I think if anybody was to be challenged in the Screamer eating contest, I think people would, some of our mascots would surprise some people.
definitely would. Gabe, thank you so much for the time today. Had a lot of fun talking some minor league baseball, some Rubber Ducks baseball specifically. I mean, I know you guys are, you know, in a bit of a holding pattern right now as far as when the season might be able to get back underway. There's, you know, not a whole lot new in that regard, but you know, you guys got a lot of fans out there eagerly awaiting the return of minor league baseball and Rubber Ducks baseball, and we're certainly looking forward to some trips to Canal Park, hopefully sooner rather than later. Gabe, thank you again very much for taking some time out of your day. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rocco.
There he goes, Gabe Wasilko, Creative Services Coordinator again for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Worked with him in the past. Gabe does a great job. I mean, great, great job down there. With a lot of the different videos and things that you see throughout the game, and very selfless, giving it a lot of the credit to that towards his production team as well. But I can tell you from firsthand experience as well that, you know, Gabe is, he's pretty smart when it comes to finding new creative avenues to pursue. So we'll leave that there. We'll take a quick break, step aside right here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rocco Nucci in for Bull. Got you until 6 o'clock tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.